All right, so tell me about Grandpa. What was your relationship with him like?
Oh, everybody respected him and loved him and had a little bit of fear. He was the disciplinarian. He traveled a lot, and I can remember more times than I want to remember Mom saying, just wait till your father gets home, you know, and then he'd ground me. I'd beg for him to beat me. Just beat me and let me go out. What kind of punishment would that be? So I was grounded from 7th through 12th grade, basically. I mean, I say that, but I wasn't. But when I was grounded, I would sneak out at night after everybody went to bed, and it was always pre-planned. We had a neighborhood full of people that were grounded just like me. And so we'd all sneak out and run the neighborhood, really do nothing but smoke cigarettes and kiss. And neck. Whether it was cold or hot, didn't matter.
Was there a spot in the neighborhood?
Well, let's just say we'd go different places because we didn't want anybody to hear us. So there were new houses being built everywhere back then, and we lived in a new subdivision. So we'd go to a new house. Sometimes we could get in, sometimes we couldn't, you know, the ones that were being sold. Most of the time, just walking around.
How about your relationship with your sisters? You were closest with Janice growing up? Jody?
Janice first, and then Jody. Probably never Kathy, because she was always so little. Where I'm about 8.5, 9 years older than Kathy. And then Janice and Jody and I are all 3.5 years apart. So, you know, we had to room in the same room, two of us in the same bed, a double. Yeah. So, Dad always bought 3-bedroom houses, one for them, two for the girls. Mom did have a miscarriage in between between Jody and Kathy back in the day. Dad always wanted a boy. That's why Kathy was born.
I thought Kathy was a surprise.
Kathy was a surprise, but I'm guessing that they weren't careful surprise.
Right.
Let's see. Yeah, in junior high, it's especially volatile.
Why?
Well, it was the 60s. I'm in high school, too, but high school, I wasn't as crazy. I went with 3 boys in high school, 1 in 10th, 1 in 11th, and 1 in 12th. So it wasn't as, you know.
Who were they?
Rick Trussell, Jerry Barbero, and Tom Pickens.
And then when you were in Florida, was there a guy down there?
That was Tom.
Same Tom?
Tom Pickens was in Florida.
Oh, gotcha.
And all the other boys were just, one I dated because he had a letter sweater, but I couldn't call him his name because it was Harry. How pathetic is that? But he was a football player, and about 2 weeks later, I forgot to say. That's just how it was.
What was Janice like?
Janice had it hard because Dad pushed her the hardest. To study and you'll get ahead. Push a pencil. I can remember tiptoeing past him going, and Dad's just, you know, hounding her. And he did hound me, but it didn't work.
Did Janice protect you or get you in trouble? Like, was she a protective older sister? Or
from who?
Mean older sister?
She was a mean older sister. She She was a...
Was she a sneaky?
Oh, yeah. I learned everything from her. Huh. She snuck out, and, yeah. I remember one time her and her friends wrote in paint in front of our house. So, you know, those big squares and, you know, they're two together, big concrete squares of the road. And they wrote sex in black. And somebody's mother came. Mom, I can remember we had those windows that opened, and Mom had her sewing machine right there, and she was sewing away. Lady came up and said, "Your kids!" Da, 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 da. And I guess Mom didn't notice it, I guess, when you're looking on. So I got in trouble for it, and I got grounded, and I did not tell on her.
Wow.
Yeah, we didn't tell on each other on that kind of stuff. I should have, because it's probably one of the few times I wasn't grounded.
But the frozen mug in the...
I was five. One day, it was at our first house. We always called it the greenhouse on Milton Road. I mean, on Door. I pushed up a stool. I got a glass of water and put a wash rag in it and pushed up the stool and put it in the freezer. I guess I wanted to... I have no idea why I did it. And sometime later, my dad got into the freezer, and the freezers are like this big, just little bitty square, 12 by 12, or, you know, a couple of ice cube trays and my cup. But I don't know, he got into it, and he said... I'm sure that he wasn't mad then, and he just yelled, "Who put this cup in the freezer?" And I never said I did. And so after a while, he was getting really mad, so he put us all in his bedroom, all three of us. Kathy wasn't born, and Jody was still in diapers, you know. And I'm sure he knew, but, you know, he said, "You all are going to sit here until somebody... you know, says who did, you know, if you admit that you did it. Otherwise, all of you are going to get a spanking." And so Janice said she did it. And everybody knowing full well that I did. I'm sure I had a... I had a pillow. Grandpa had a pillow that he slept with. It was a little one. And he gave it to me, I guess, when I was little. And I could not... give that up. I still have it.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Couple of weddings. They used the pillow to mm-hmm. put the rings on.
Nice.
Yeah. I had it redone because it was a feather pillow, and I just had a thing put on the outside, something so that it's a satin thing. But I still have it, and I grudgingly let people use it for weddings, but I'm picky about getting it back right after the wedding or whatever.
So it's a pillow that Grandpa gave you that you slept on, or
when I was little, yeah. In my book, in my baby book,
mm-hmm.
there was a section that Mom wrote. She said, "Today, Lainey girl," was what I was called. "Today, Lainey girl is going to give her pillow to Jody." She said, "Well, I hope it happens." You know.
Why do you like that pillow so much?
I don't know. It was just that. You know, it was just a thing that I had. There's pictures of me at picnics and everything, and at the pillow in my arm. You know, I'm sure that I lost it sometimes or another.
So you married Dad, and then. You worked in, childcare for a while, right?
Yeah.
Well, elder...
I worked at a daycare. I worked at KinderCare.
Is that what you wanted to do, or did you have to work, or...?
Yeah, I had to work. Dad was a cop, so, you know, I had to work. And I worked at KinderCare, and I was the director of it. And there was a whole lot of bad stuff going on, abusing of kids. And it was my boss over the whole St. Louis area with KinderCare that was...
Mm-hmm.
She also had a school, too, but she was abusing the kids. So I told Dad, and I pretended, I befriended her, and got a lot of information. A lot of, you know, we busted her.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. And then I quit.
I didn't know you busted her. I remember you telling me.
Yeah, well, I mean,
you were
I was the inside source. And I don't really. I remember. Come on, bud. Sometime later, I heard that she, got married and had a couple of kids, and they thought, you're bad news. Bad news for those kids.
What?
I'm talking.
So did you want to do child care? Like, was that something you would...
Well, when I had, KinderCare, I became friends with Joanne Cuddeback, and her, she had two children in KinderCare, and one on the way, that would be Michelle. And so all this was exploding, and she was the only one I told. I said, did you get your kids out of there? I said, I'll watch your kids so you can find something. And
what kind of abuse? Physical?
I never saw her hit, but she did a lot of shaking. She'd made a lot, we'd come to turn in our reports. All the directors had to come and turn in reports to her for the week. And they'd be... It'd be kids sitting in her office with just their nose to the corner. And, it's uncomfortable after a while. And if they moved, she'd slap them. She didn't like blacks, so she was especially hard on them. So I didn't see everything. I mean, I'm sure I didn't see everything, but it was a good 6 months. I became friends with her, So I watched, what I did was watch Jennifer, I guess, and Kim would walk to my house after school, because she was already in kinder, some grade. And then when Michelle was born, you were already here. You guys are 9 months apart. And so I had you two, and I guess Jennifer then went to... it just started out that way.
Did you have, career goals or life goals? Or were you just happy to...
Just happy to be out.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I wanted to work. I didn't, I don't know where I got that gene of I just... didn't give a rat's ass. But I love to read. Oh, I read. I love to read. What?
Did you enjoy that babysitting job? Did it ever get too much?
Oh, yes. I mean, when they napped, I did. I had to. It was a lot. 10 years. 10 years went by. But after a while, I realized, of course, for a long time, I was not doing it with taxes. I don't even think we thought about it back then. Then after a while, we did. But, I think you kids had a lot of fun. You just had came home from school or grew up with kids. I know Jill never wanted to go anywhere because there was, why should she? She had friends there.
Mm-hmm.
You're a little different. You were older. But you played with everybody, I told every teacher, every parent that came, that I said, I am not a preschool. So we're not going to have, we had set things, but I'm not going to, I'm going to read stories to them. They're going to be treated like one of my kids. it's going to be that type of thing. We all go to the mall. I remember going to the mall. I'd be trying on clothes, and all the kids would be in all the different clothes. Do you remember that?
I don't remember going to the mall.
But do you remember going to the movies? I'd take everybody to the movies.
Yes.
I can't believe that I had the control of 10 kids. or eight kids or however many, sit there and watch the show. Somebody would. And Amy Lynn, she was always the bad one. Then I started working at Parkway Central. We moved back to the house that my mom and dad had bought when they moved back from Florida. That was A12. A12 Westwood, Baldwin. And you started going to the Catholic school. Your choice.
But initially, you guys, Jill never went to a Catholic school. Was that Graham and Gramps? Or was that something you and Dad really wanted?
No. I told Dad before we got married that the kids would never go to Catholic school. Fine. He said, fine, that's fine. He didn't care. I converted to Catholicism. I wasn't, you know. Mm-hmm. It didn't bother me like it would bother his whole family. So I just said, yeah, I'm going to become Catholic. So I went to classes at the Newman Center at Mizzou when I was down there that last year.
Then you somehow ended up in Catholic school?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Wandered away. I think you wanted to. You wanted to, because I know that you went to kindergarten at the elementary school, because Catholic schools don't have kindergarten. But then you went to, then we had the choice of what school you wanted to go, because the parish we lived in did not have a school. So you went till, was it third grade? And then a teacher came up to us and said, get him out of this school. So she's helping me teach the kids. And she said, please don't tell anybody that or I'll get fired. But so then they ask you, you know, if you wanted to. We told you, I'm pretty sure, if you wanted to go to public school.
Is that an issue with Graham and Gramps?
Not putting it the way that the teacher told it. They were very proud. So that was a good thing.
Was Grandpa religious at all?
Yes.
So what were you brought up believing?
God. I mean, he was real religious. We were Evangelical and Reformed United Church of Christ. And all they combined. There were nuns. They were a dying breed, so there weren't many left, but I remember that there were. And Dad and the pastor were best friends, and they had philosophical chats. He came over for dinner a lot. I can't remember if he's married or not, probably, but I remember them talking a lot. And Dad read the Bible, and, you know, we had to go to Sunday school and church, and he then decided, after years of working on it, that he did not believe in God. And he became an atheist. And the only way we could become atheists was to have really good conversations of why we didn't want to go to church and why we didn't. Because our basis are the sisters. Yeah. Well, why do we have to go to church? And, you know, you don't. Dad's laying in bed sleeping, or he'd be kind of laughing. And, all you got to do is talk to me, you know, which we never could. So we went to church until we were 18.
So what would you say you believe now?
I believe that there's something. I mean, if you want to call it God, there's some higher being. You wonder what it is, because nobody ever comes back, so it must be pretty good. Nobody that we know of. But I grew up in the 60s, so there was a lot of marijuana drugs going around then. And my cousin Sel and I smoked pot all the time. It was wonderful. It was smoking pot is you wake up with no hangover. I gained about 20 pounds, but it was just fun. You just laugh, talk. You can have a lot of conversation.
Yeah.
Sing. Oh, we sang to songs on the radio. You know, on the radio or record player.
When did you and Scylla become close?
Since the day she was born. It was always Scylla and I. Scylla is my cousin, Priscilla Johnson, Carpenter. My dad and her mother were brother and sister, and they lived in Alton pretty close, so we saw them a lot. They had four kids. Kenny Johnson, Jr., and he was 3 months older than Janice. Then there's Jeanette, who is a year and a half older than me. Then Scylla, who is about 3.5 years. And then Dan, who's Kathy's age. So there was one for each of us, but Jody didn't get Scylla. I did. And so we were like this from as long as I can remember. How I remember us the most is whenever we were getting ready to leave either one of our houses, the families, you know. All we would do is beg, can we spend the night? Can she spend the night? Can she spend the night? And they all were like, no, 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 you caused him a trouble, blah, blah, you know. Because, you know, at Grandma's house, remember you telling the story that my grandmother was a hairdresser after she had divorced. She was the first divorce in our family, my Grandma Pilato, Grandma Early. And she became a hairdresser, and she had a hairdressing studio at her house. So, and I would sneak in there and just do awful things to each other's hair. And we dyed each other's hair red and blue. And we weren't allowed in there. And so I guess they noticed we were gone. I don't know. And so we were grounded. We had to go. She had a bedroom up in the attic, kind of a bed. And so, you know, it was up in the attic, but not a lot of steps. It was not scary. We both had to stay there for the rest of the day. What a punishment. We were so happy. I don't know what we did. We just, blah, blah, blah. But I don't know how we got the red and blue out, but we made a mess. Oh, a mess of that. And that was, that's what we did when we got together.
So what were some difficult times in your life? What were the harder moments, years?
Yeah. There were times in mostly junior high when I was 13, 14. I looked like Scylla. I'm the one that had the big boobs and a figure, and none of my friends did, you know. So the boys were always. I got jumped a couple of times by 4 or 5 guys.
Yikes.
Yeah.
Like raped?
I would have one time. I had not been raped. And these were people that I knew. They jumped me. There was like 4 or 5. But thank God that I had my ballet, because I was kicking the shit out of them and screaming. And one of the friends, one of the boys' brother, there's a little creek that went by, probably from here to the, and it was pretty far away, but he heard me screaming. He didn't know it was me, but he was in there. He said there was his girlfriend. They were necking, you know. So he came running up and just kicked the shit out of his brother. But so they all left, and he said to me, he said, "You better watch it." Said, "You brought it on." Yeah, so I was walking over to my girlfriend's house, and it's fat, rather than going this way, it's faster to cut through a field. So I was cutting through the field, and I just remember the guy's heads come up, and I thought, oh, shit. Because I knew I was going. And that was a common, that was common.
That's horrible.
Yeah, it is. I don't think I've ever told anybody that. Not even Dad.
Yikes. But that happened more than once?
Yes. But nobody ever did anything because I could get away. But I'm sure people didn't get away.
Yeah.
And they were people that I knew.
So you'd see them, they're your neighborhood friends. Or were they friends?
Mm-hmm. It was just, that's what happened. I mean, that's to say, I could tell a whole, fill a whole book on what it was like to be a kid in the 60s besides...
Tina Harlan. Choo-choo.
I think I'll just let him out.
Did other things like that happen?
Huh?
Did other things like that happen?
Yeah.
Even when you were older?
No. And when we went out, you know, when we snuck out, it didn't happen. It was just like a game thing. And there was, that it wasn't, as far as I know, it wasn't a gang that walked around and did that, you know.
Were there any other tough times?
I had a pretty good growing up, really. I mean, growing up, I really did have pretty good. Except for being grounded. You know, my childhood was...
Not necessarily childhood. I remember one time we had to go to Grandma and Grandpa's because you had a tuple?
Yeah, I had a bunch of things. Yeah, I had... Well, the two cesareans, and then I had a tubal pregnancy, and I had to have a hysterectomy, so that was...
Those. Were you guys trying for a third kid, or did you want a third? Was that just...
Boy, girl. I said I wanted a boy and then a girl. That's what I said. I want to have a boy and then I have a girl, and this is the truth. I said I wanted the girl to date my... son's friends. And that happened.
Yes, it did.
I don't know if that was a fun part for your life, but...
So, but the tubal pregnancy was not a traumatic thing for you? It was more just...
Oh, God. As it was happening, it was very traumatic because I had no idea, and we were at the store. We were at Central Hardware. And I said, God, I have a cramp. Because it's like up here. That's where the two. And then pretty soon I couldn't even walk. And Sharon and Larry Watsack lived real close. So we went over there. And I kept getting worse. So finally they just took me to the hospital. And the doctor was awful. Just awful. It wasn't my regular doctor. And so they finally, the next day, did a tubal pregnancy removal. And then I got scar tissue, and I had to go in and have the scar tissue. You know, it was just like... So finally they did the hysterectomy when I was 35. And Dr. Momtazi did not want to. He said, are you sure you don't want to have... more kids? I said, no, I have a boy and a girl, and I'm 35. And so he did it. Did we want to talk about you?
Yeah.
I mean, that you were you know, you went to our wedding.
Right. How did that all go down? I mean.
Well, no, but I mean, I remember telling Dad. We were all together, and everybody knew except for Dad. And everybody knew that I was pregnant, even Mom. I never openly admitted to Mom and Dad that I was pregnant, except for my sister. They all knew, you know.
Did you tell them, or they just...
Oh, no, I told them. I mean, no, I told them, yeah.
Were you guys engaged yet, or...
Yeah, we were already had the wedding set, yeah.
And then you got pregnant.
Yeah.
Okay,
so... Oh, yeah, so it was, yeah.
So it was not...
No, No, it was planned. Yeah, in fact, I remember trying my dress on. It was a little tight, but I remember Dad was playing pool or ping pong with somebody downstairs, you know, and maybe it was me. I don't know, but they knew. Everybody knew I was going to tell them then, and he said, "No, that's a joke." And I said, "No, it's not." And I guess he did some figuring, and I said, "Yeah, on the wedding day, because Dr. Mamtazi, he was a good man. He had to write saying that the baby, the 8.5-pound baby, was premature. He had to say that."
So Grandpa never knew that.
Mom and Dad never did know.
Did Grandma suspect?
They never asked me, but I'm sure if you would have looked at my dad's face, you know, it was like, you know, it worked out that it looked like I got pregnant on my wedding night.
But your sisters knew.
Oh, yeah. Scylla, everybody knew. I mean, all my, everybody knew. Because I found out on the way to the rehearsal dinner.
Wow.
I found out.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And,
you know. Took a test?
Yeah, and I had to work or something. And they said they'd leave the results outside on the hanging on the door.
Oh, so there were no home pregnancy tests back then?
No.
So you had to go?
I had to go to the, yeah, I had to go to the doctor.
So did you suspect it? You missed a
period? Well, yeah. Okay. Well, I was all over the place with that, so that's one reason why the doctor could do that, because...
Nice.
So at the rehearsal dinner, I was tired. At the wedding reception, I was tired. So there was.
But I'm guessing you drank.
Not much.
Really?
Oh yeah. Oh.
I didn't know if they even.
Yeah, we knew. Okay. And I know, but I was. I didn't have. I didn't puke a lot. I didn't have morning of sickness, but it just, that didn't appeal to me. Same, and I was smoked back then, and I quit that too, just because it didn't appeal. I don't ever remember puking with either one of you. I would have queasiness, but that was it. So that was good. And I hate to puke.
How about Grandpa dying?
Well, you know, we knew for 10 years that he had cancer. it was an awful thing finding out. I can remember sitting in the into Dad's room, you know, we were all just crying, all five of us, sisters and Mom, just.
Who told you, Grandpa?
Yeah.
What did he say?
That he had cancer. And when they took him to the hospital to see how far it had gone, you know, trying to, I think they were going to just take it, take it out. It was prostate, but it had already spread past that, so they just closed him up. And when the doctor came back, it was really fast. We knew that if it was really fast that he came back, that he didn't do the surgery because the cancer spread. So that was a real downer. Very upset. We, you know, those few months were just hell on earth. And then, you know, every so often he'd have an episode. Then have to go in the hospital and take more. He never took chemo, only radiation. He said he just didn't want to. He didn't want to do that to his body, and I thought, well, he's pretty miserable now. But chemo may have saved him. He would have lived had he gone earlier, but he just didn't, because he was dad. He was a man. Yeah. I'm not being sexist, but he,
yeah. He was stubborn.
Mm-hmm. And he had just... he had the wood chop, this, you know, and we had the property. He had the property down in Cuba, and guess how that happened. He needed to retire, but having cancer, he wouldn't get his retirement. But they did it anyway. They gave him his retirement. Just like they gave him his job back when after he moved from Florida. Mm-hmm. All benefits, everything that he had. He had quit. Yeah. He lost every penny he had saved in that flaming pit thing. So I think he told me he didn't have, I don't know how much money he had left in the bank before he went back to work at Monsanto. I was a senior in high school. And I want to say it was less than $500. I was shocked. I didn't know this for years. I didn't know that he was that close. Because he had used all the savings that he had had into... You know how Dad is about savings and, oh, my God. And Janice was in college. I wasn't. But he still had the stock market stuff. I guess he could have. I just know that there was. I just remember mom or somebody telling me how close it was.
Do you and Dad have any disagreements, or? I mean, just growing up. Just
Well, he thought I was too flirty. But then that caused that only that one big problem. There was just one time when he was very upset. But there was really nothing going on. He just was very upset.
He was jealous of someone?
Uh-huh.
Who?
I don't even remember his name. That's one reason why I'm shaking my head. No.
So it's nothing.
No. And then, he has a temper.
Bad?
Yeah.
Yes, he does.
Well, you know that. But so I never saw it very often that he really got mad at me. Mm-hmm. So it's been pretty good. I was happy to move. Everywhere we moved, he was a good hubby.
Yeah, what are some of the happiest moments, just looking back, like highlight reel?
Both kids were the big, you guys, you know, were big highlights. Dad wanted to be a major. In place for it was so long, and he finally got to be it. And he was, if you could just see his face, he was so proud. I loved working at the high school when I worked at Parkway Central. Uh-huh. Oh, those were the best days. 13 years. That was the...
Why'd you leave?
We wanted to... Well, you know, that's when we were building the house. Dad, you know, Dad made us build a house down in Cuba, so we had the shell up, and we just liked, you know, Friday nights we'd go down, and not even having a toilet or water, and, you know, and Mom did, though, but, and we just found we really liked it. I think we were at the age where we were We don't want to sit 45 minutes in traffic.
Mm-hmm.
And you were gone. Jill was not, but she, so we gave her the condo for a year.
Mm-hmm.
She said. We sold our house in Baldwin and bought a condo and used the rest of the money to finish the house. Dad had given us kids each $30,000 to start building the house. So, and he gave us the property. He gave us each about, I think at that point, I think we had 3.8 acres or something like that. And we just liked it. Hated the work when we went down. I mean, every weekend we went down there and cleared the land, and I did not like that part, but I liked the peaceful and the quiet. And it got to where we'd go down. Dad would take off early, because when I worked at Parkway Central, I got off at 2 o'clock. So, you know, he'd be home by 3 or 4, sometimes be down there by dinner. And then we'd come home early so I could get to school. And we'd come, you know, so that we'd mm-hmm. be there Friday, Saturday, and Sunday night. And at that time, after we had the house built, then Dad had 5 years left at
mm-hmm.
St. Louis County, and we moved down there. That's when I lived down there for 5 years. It just seems like a blur. I never went out at night. The first couple of weeks I was there, I called the police, you know. And I think Ryan was visiting one time and said, "There's something next door, Jody's all, I can just hear it, hear it, hear it." And they got their guns out, Ryan and Wiley, and they went down there and they couldn't find anything, because I'm sure it was a raccoon. But, you know. So that's when I started working at University of Missouri Rolla in admissions.
That wasn't as fun.
No. To just the
mm-hmm.
just the people.
Yeah.
Working with a bunch of engineers is tough. I didn't always go for fun. I mean, I know everybody thinks at Parkway Central we never worked, but we worked our tails off, but we liked each other.
Mm-hmm.
And so it was fun going to work. I like going to work. Bill McCarthy was one person that probably would have jumped me. He was awful. He died of cancer, though. I felt really bad and did not go to his funeral.
But you liked everyone. Did you like him?
I liked him. Well, except for when he was on his "I love you" things. You know, like, we would have gotten married if I would have been a little younger, to be honest. I just said, but I didn't want to, you know, because
he your boss?
He was
counselor.
Counselor, yeah. He wrote your, he helped me a lot on, he taught me everything I knew about,
mm-hmm.
I mean, besides me learning on my own about high schools and stuff, but he taught me. He was the college counselor. Before, you know, they had a real one like I was, but I had to learn from somewhere, you know. So he was good in that respect.
So are there any things you've wanted to tell us that or you never have?
No, I've told you everything. Hey, I told you about the getting jumped. That was a serious crime.
What?
And just, you know, all the time, you know, I can remember going out my door, walking somewhere, wondering, this is how you did that. I think Cheryl got jumped, my girlfriend Cheryl. You know, I know she did. We called it got jumped.
Is that raped or not?
No, because I don't think they did anything. I don't know what they did, if they did anything to Cheryl. But people got jumped all the time.
Sure.